Hundreds of flats in Canary Wharf development have sold out in under 5 hours, despite not being built yet. Half the 230 homes in the main tower development were bought by buyers overseas who had paid up to £1,250,000. Lucien Smithers is from the Affordable Housing Development Pocket. Good evening to you, Lucien.
Good evening, Eddie.
Before we get into this story, tell us about the Affordable Housing Development Pocket.
So Pocket builds one-bedroom compact flats, starter homes, as we call them, for people just starting out in the city. We sell them to local people on average salaries, and they can't rent them out and they can't flip them in the market. They're for them to live in, and we sell them for at least a 20% discount to market. And we've delivered over 100 units so far, probably about 400 in the next 2 years.
Yeah, so you'll be aware, won't you? That we're having huge fights I suppose, in boroughs like Camden, in Hackney, in Lambeth, about changing faces, gentrification. That if you're selling one particular type of property, you're going to get one particular type of person. But Boris Johnson did call for property developers to market new homes, and using language that only he possibly could. Market new homes first or equal first to Londoners. Is that actually happening, do you think?
Well, certainly for Pocket, that's exactly what we do. All of our product is prioritised for those that live in the boroughs that you've just spoken about. We're building in all of those boroughs. So all of our homes are for local people and for those on intermediate salaries. Not everyone is held to our standards. But as a provider of affordable housing, that we work very, very closely with the local authorities to make sure that we're delivering to their housing needs.
Yeah, but that's fine for affordable housing. But if you put a house, and there will be a percentage of them on the open market, and people are paying, £1.25 million for them, it doesn't actually matter where they come from, or does it?
For some developers, that is the case, but I wouldn't say that's the case for Pocket in any way. All of ours are affordable. So they have to make their agreements with the local authorities, which are different to ours.
But what's your view more generally then? Because this is not an analysis of Pocket. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't bring you on here to do that. But in order for you to do this, you must have a more general view on what's happening on the open market.
Well, we think it's disappointing that more housing isn't being delivered for ordinary Londoners. There are a lot of people making a lot of money in this market, and yet there seems to be a great gulf between those at the top of the market and those at the bottom of the market, and the people in the middle, those people who are working hard in London, they just can't get on the housing ladder. They're earning the average wage, and now the average home in their boroughs are just unaffordable. So something has to give. We have to bring more land to market, so that more small and medium-sized developers can provide that kind of housing for those kind of people in those local areas.
Is there a doomsday scenario?
Is there a doomsday scenario? I hope not. The GLA have done a lot of good work, and yesterday the London Land Commission met to make sure that we actually know what public land there is in London, so it can be released to the market quicker and get people building on it quicker. The challenge, I think, is not to release that all to the usual suspects. I think if you talk about the big developers and the big housing associations, they are working really hard to deliver the 150 to 200,000 homes that they can do. But that is still a huge amount short of where we need to be. So we need to bring in more small and medium-sized developers back into the market. 30 years ago, we had a lot of small and medium-sized developers. 80% of those have disappeared over that period. And so we have to get a more diverse developer base so that we get a more interesting, diverse product that works for more people. At the moment, it's working for very few.
Lucien, thank you so much for talking to us.